Chapter 6. Friday night. Date night in Miami. And believe it or not, date night for Dexter. Oddly enough, I had found somebody. What? What? Deeply dead Dexter dating debutante Doxies? Sex among the undead? Has my need to imitate life gone all the way to faking orgasms? Breathe easy. Sex never entered into it. After years of dreadful fumbling and embarrassment trying to look normal, I had finally hooked up with the perfect date. Rita was almost as badly damaged as I am. Married too young, she had fought to make it work for 10 years and 2 kids. Her charming life mate had a few small problems. First alcohol, then heroin, believe it or not, and finally crack. He beat her, the brute. Broke furniture, screamed, and threw things and made threats. Then raped her. Infected her with some dreadful crack house diseases. All this on a regular basis. And Rita endured, worked, fought him through rehab twice. Then he went after the kids one night, and Rita finally put her foot down. Her face had healed by now, of course, and broken arms and ribs are routine for Miami physicians. Rita was quite presentable, just what the monster ordered. The divorce was final, the brute was locked up, and then... Ah, the mysteries of the human mind. Somehow, some why, dear Rita had decided to date again. She was quite sure it was the right thing to do. But as a result of her frequent battery at the hands of the man she loved, she was completely uninterested in sex. Just maybe some masculine company for a while. She had searched for just the right guy, sensitive, gentle, and willing to wait. Quite a long search, of course. She was looking for some imaginary man who cared more about having someone to talk to and see movies with than someone to have sex with, because she was just not ready for that. Did I say imaginary? Well, yes. Human men are not like that. Most women know this by the time they've had 2 kids and their first divorce. Poor Rita had married too young and too badly to learn this valuable lesson. And as a byproduct of recovering from her awful marriage, instead of realizing that all men are beasts, she had come up with this lovely romantic picture of a perfect gentleman who would wait indefinitely for her to open slowly, like a little flower. Well, really.